I've been trying to understand the polemics between the two dominant political parties in the United States. That, on one hand, they describe things in terms of left and right, up and down, extreme and conservative, and all that sort of thing. Liberal and conservative. I like that. Conservatives come across as somehow they're going to preserve things for you, when in fact what they're doing is starving everything to death. On the other extreme, those that want to solve everything by passing it around freely forget that somebody has to produce that stuff. So here we are in the middle of a polemic war, right? The politics and the polls. And always they'll divide it into just two things. You know, you get up, down, left, right, in, out. You got your red, you got your blue, you got your Republican, you got your Democrat, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the reality is that we all come from a mixed bag of environments, and almost to the person, we need more than what we have. We're willing to work for it. We need opportunities to do so. And in some cases, we're going to make our own way, be our own business person. In other ways, we're going to go to work for somebody. But in all of this, each and every one of us has to prosper. And if we don't, that's when America's idea falls apart. Now, today, it's pretty clear to most of the people that have watched the last insurrection that there are still a lot of people in influence and power in the United States that would do such a thing as an insurrection in order to preserve their grip on power and their grip on doing things their way. Okay. Now, and some people think that's a good thing. The average teenager thinks anarchy is a wonderful thing. What happens is they grow up and realize that, how do you deal with that anarchy? How do you raise your family when the family's, subjected to the kind of things that anarchy brings, okay? Folks, we in the United States go down the street with the graces of God and the peaceful attitude of the average American. It is not uncommon to have places in our country where it's a gun zone and people die every night. But for the most part, this country is not like that. And we should not get to thinking it is. There are problems. We're going to fix them. But the polemics, watch out the polemics. Don't let it be just an up, down, yes, no. Let's fill in the gray in between. Let's have the dialogues. Let's learn all the details. Okay? Then maybe we can work together. Let's give it a go.